A painting by Pablo Picasso has broken the world record for a work of art sold at auction. An unidentified buyer paid $104 million last night at Sotheby's in New York for the 1905 oil painting Boy with a Pipe. Reporter David Darcy was at the auction and joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Must have been quite a scene last night.
Well, it was. I haven't seen that many people in the sale room at Sotheby's in years. There was, of course, no seats. About 1,000 people there, everyone packed in. It looked like a camp meeting, although not in terms of the noise. It was very quiet. The bidding started at $56 million.
You didn't put in a bid, I assume.
Well, I guess they never recognized it, let's put it that way.
What does Boy with a Pipe look like?
Well, it's a picture of a young teenager, serene, maybe moody, maybe even a little intoxicated, all in blue, against a kind of pinkish terracotta background with two pictures of flowers that almost look like muted still life paintings in the background. He's holding a pipe. Some people say it's a symbol or a parody of bourgeois propriety. It may be an homage to the bohemia in those days. Picasso and his friends smoked a lot of absinthe with the entourage that watched him painting. So somebody paid $100 million for a young boy who may have some absinthe in his pipe.
So this painting was on display. The room is crowded. The bidding starts at well over $50 million. And
yep.
What happened then?
Well, it sort of went on from there. But remember, you've got 1,000 people in there, but they're watching probably 2 or 3 people who are bidding. But those people aren't bidding for themselves. They're either bidding for the buyer, whom we do not know, or on the telephone. Maybe there's a person bidding for the buyer on the telephone, talking to a person from Sotheby's who's raising his or her hand to be recognized by the auctioneer. No matter what, no matter whether it's just voyeurism, there's nothing like money to put energy into one of those auction rooms, let me tell you.
Well, do we dare to ask what makes this painting of all paintings worth $104 million?
Well, on a practical level, what makes a painting like that worth $104 million is two people who are willing to bid at that level. Beyond that, and there were really just 2 or 3, maybe 4 people bidding, what makes it worth that is, first of all, the reputation of Picasso, the rarity of a picture from this era, also the look of the painting. It's got a soft, lyrical look, not the kind of brazen quality of the Demoiselle d'Avignon, not really difficult like a Cubist painting, not wildly erotic like the paintings of late 20s and 30s. So this is the kind of painting that a person who wants to see himself as a distinguished collector can put on his wall and perhaps, maybe, eventually donate to a museum for a huge tax deduction.
Well, that's an interesting point, because as you mentioned, this is an anonymous bidder, and I know sometimes the winners of these auctions take the paintings away, and they're never seen again. Are we likely to see this one again?
Well, obviously, I don't know, and Sotheby's wouldn't give us any information on this, on the buyer or on any of the underbidders. 60% of the bidders, maybe 70% of the buyers last night were American, Sotheby's said. If this is an American, there would be a pressure for the person to show the painting. As we know, Mr. Saito, the Japanese businessman who bought the Van Gogh that set the previous record in 1990, put the picture in a bank vault. It has never been seen again. I think for an American, there would, first of all, be a willingness or an eagerness to finally identify himself. This is what we might call a trophy painting. And then, I suppose, as works in America, an eventual donation to a museum with one's name on the painting and on the gallery.
Okay, David, thanks very much.
Thank you.
David Darcy is a reporter who covers the arts for NPR and the Art Newspaper.